there's a real buzz in the air here at Victoria Park, where the Queen's baton is due to arrive any minute. This morning, it crossed the Clyde on a zip wire, and it was taken to visit kids at York Hill Hospital by Subal. Now thousands of people have gathered here to see it. We've had music, dancing, a bouncy castle, and even giant puppets dressed in the special games tartan. People have been telling me how excited they are about the baton and the games.
It's good to see everybody here. Lots of different people from different backgrounds and different everybody mixing, so it's quite nice. And the sun is shining, so it's really good. Well, I think it's built the excitement up. This isn't because not everybody's managed to get tickets to the actual games, so to be able to come along here and be part of that, or even just line the streets and be part of it, has been really good, you know, for everybody to be involved.
So I just wanted to make sure I was involved somehow, and the baton passed us this morning, didn't it? It's fantastic, and I didn't realise how exciting it was till I was standing in front of it today.
I've been out of Glasgow for 40 odd years, and I couldn't miss this opportunity.
Now, of course, the baton's been all around the world. This is one of the very last stops. Tomorrow, Scotland boss Gordon Strachan will carry it at Hampden, just days before top athletes are competing there for medals. There'll be a final party at Queen's Park. And, of course, on Wednesday, it will be welcomed into Celtic Park as the Commonwealth Games finally get underway.